Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning, that's us. Just gone 7 o'clock across the northeast on this Tuesday morning. This is Simon Grundy in the morning. Still a bit windy. Currently 13 degrees. Road's okay. No incidents and accidents to report. And don't forget, there's no metros all week this week between South Shields and Hebburn whilst they do some work whilst it's quiet. Len at Nation Radio, Steal My Sunshine, big summer hit from a few years ago, and from the 80s, Level 42, Lessons in Love. Will it be an 80s year after nine this morning? We'll find out together. Our golden hour every weekday morning, and it's going to be something that you'll hopefully hear after nine if you're going to be around. Loads of clues, loads of clips, and loads of songs from our mystery year. It was 1978 yesterday, so it won't be the 70s again, so it could be the 80s. Then again, it could be the 90s, could be the noughties. After 9 o'clock, if you're going to be around, really popular, our golden hour after 9 o'clock this morning. It's barely 7:10 right now. Did you hear from Sunderland Football Club yesterday that they're going to write to all long-term tickets holders, season ticket holders, that are over 85, and they're going to give them a complete refund? They've got all this Premier League cash now, haven't they? They're really splashing the cash, tarting up the stadium, not just for the Premier League, but also for the Women's Rugby World Cup and the opening ceremony with England and America as the first match, and Anne-Marie's performing at the opening ceremony as well. But they're really tarting up the stadium, aren't they? And they're giving money back. So people that have season tickets that are over 85 will get a letter, and then you take that letter to the ticket office, I believe, and then you'll get a full refund and you'll get to see the season for free. So if that's you or your dad or an uncle or your granddad, do they know this? Tell them. I think that's an amazing gesture. All this cash that they've got, millions of pounds. They've spent over 100 million on players. So I suppose this is like a drop in the ocean, really. Anyway, that's something lovely this morning. Here's Ed Sheeran at Nation, across the whole of the Northeast, whoever you support. You're glowing. Average White Band, Damn Nation Radio. What a classic. And before that, Up To Date with Ed Sheeran. Just gone to 7:15. He's going to Australia and New Zealand in January and February when it's their summer. At the moment, though, they've got all that snow. Did you see? There's a lot of people in Australia driving hundreds of miles to see snow. People that have never left the country before. And they probably don't need to, because there's everything in Australia. It's like the Americans. Not so many people have got passports. They just don't leave the country, do they? Anyway, these Australians are driving to see snow and play in the snow because they've never seen it over the weekend, which I thought was amazing. But anyway, come summer, January, February time, when it's our winter, Ed Sheeran will be in Australia and New Zealand on a tour that he's calling the Loop Tour. But there's no other dates yet. Will it be coming to the UK, or will he be here in his home nation? Will he be in the northeast at one of the stadiums? We will see. Anyway, here we are for this, the 5th of August, and we'll get the latest traffic and travel news this morning. Don't forget, there's no metros South Shields to Hebburn all week whilst they do maintenance work. Buses instead. It is quiet, and we'll check next.
Breakfast with Bolden Bathroom.
Aircheckdownloads.com.